Hey, everyone! Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're riding a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're on top of the world, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. We're bombarded with information, expectations, and deadlines constantly pulling at our emotional strings. It can be tough to keep your head above water, let alone understand what's happening beneath the surface. That's why today we're diving deep into the world of emotions, not just identifying them, but understanding them and learning how to manage them without letting them completely overwhelm us. Think of this as an emotional detox, a mental refresh button for your soul. We'll explore practical strategies you can use right away, because let's be honest, who has time for complicated self-help theories? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you become the master of your own emotional landscape. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. This might seem obvious, but it's easier said than done. We often try to bury our emotions, pretend they don't exist, or judge ourselves for feeling them. But suppressing emotions is like trying to hold back a tsunami. Eventually, it's going to break through with a force you can't control. So, take a deep breath, label what you're feeling, and allow yourself to experience it fully. It's not about dwelling on the negative, it's about acknowledging it so you can move past it. 2. Identify your triggers. We all have things that set us off. Certain people, situations, or even thoughts that can send our emotions spiraling out of control. Think back to times when you felt particularly overwhelmed. Was there a common theme? Maybe it's a specific coworker, a particular topic of conversation, or even the way your morning coffee tastes if it's not perfectly brewed. Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them before they become overwhelming. 3. Practice mindfulness. This is where things get really interesting. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it like this. Imagine a bustling marketplace filled with vendors hawking their wares, children playing, and people going about their daily lives. You're standing right in the middle of it all. But instead of getting swept away by the chaos, you observe it all with curiosity and detachment. You notice the sights, sounds, smells, and even your own physical sensations without getting attached to them. 4. Find healthy outlets. Emotions need an outlet, or they're going to build up and cause problems. Think of exercise as a mental detox. Those endorphins do wonders. Journaling can also be incredibly cathartic. Just get those thoughts and feelings out on paper. And don't underestimate the power of connecting with loved ones, whether it's sharing your feelings or simply spending quality time together. 5. Seek professional help when needed. Listen, sometimes we all need a little extra support. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor if you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own. They can provide tools and strategies tailored to your specific needs and help you develop healthy coping mechanisms. Think about that time you were feeling stressed about an upcoming deadline. You probably felt anxious, maybe even a little overwhelmed, right? But then, did you take a walk? Listen to your favorite music, or talk to a friend about it? Those are all examples of healthy emotional management in action. By acknowledging your feelings, identifying your triggers, practicing mindfulness, finding healthy outlets, and seeking professional help when needed, you can become the CEO of your own emotional well-being. You got this. Remember, managing your emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs along the way, but with practice and persistence, you'll become more resilient, happier, and better equipped to navigate the roller coaster of life. Ready to take charge of your emotional health, share this episode with someone who might benefit from it. Huh, but... And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback keeps me going. Until next time, keep those emotions in check, and remember, you're amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.